Psychological Archetype of the Moon in Zodiac, Part 1. Moon in Aries, the Spark or the Survivor. This moon feels first and acts fast. It doesn't reflect, it reacts. Governed by Mars, the emotional world here is hot, competitive, and impulsive. The Spark archetype shows up as someone who energizes a space emotionally, quick to anger, quick to forgive, but rarely slow to process. If survival instincts have been sharpened by early volatility, this moon also produces the Survivor, a deeply instinctive emotional processor who leads with rawness, courage, and intuition. Emotions are not held, they're expressed physically or through action. They thrive in high-stimulus environments, but may need help creating emotional buffers and learning to pause before reacting. Moon in Taurus, the stabilizer or the sensor. Exalted here, the moon becomes fertile and grounded. Governed by Venus, this moon has strong emotional memory and a need for beauty, texture, food, and physical security. The stabilizer arises when this person becomes a rock for others, offering emotional consistency in chaotic environments. The sensor shows up through heightened sensual perception. This archetype experiences emotions through the body and often channels comfort through touch, design, food, or physical presence. This moon stores emotional memory in the body, so its healing often begins through somatic awareness. In work or relationships, they provide emotional containment and create spaces of peace, but may resist change or become possessive. Moon in Gemini, the narrator or the mirror. This moon thinks about feeling more than it actually feels. Under Mercury's rule, the emotional body becomes cerebral, fast, wordy, and often scattered. The narrator archetype arises as someone who finds comfort by putting emotion into language, journaling, talking, scripting feelings into stories. The mirror appears when the person becomes a social emotional chameleon, mirroring back what others feel with verbal dexterity, often without realizing what's truly theirs. This moon needs conversation to process and often bonds through dialogue and wit. Its strength lies in emotional detachment and speed of understanding, but it can bypass emotional depth through logic or over-explanation. Moon in Cancer, the empath or the hearthkeeper. This is home, the moon in its own sign. Governed by itself, the emotional intelligence here is tidal, ancestral, and deeply intuitive. The empath emerges as one who absorbs and often carries the emotional weight of others, sometimes unconsciously. The hearthkeeper is the archetype of nurturing presence, holding space, preparing food, remembering birthdays, and emotionally grounding the tribe. These individuals need safety and emotional rhythm. They're often the unofficial emotional caretakers of any space they inhabit. While their instinctive understanding of feelings is profound, they can become overwhelmed, moody, or emotionally codependent without clear boundaries. Psychological archetype of the moon in Zodiac, part 2. Moon in Leo, the performer or the inner child. The moon in Leo craves to feel special, seen, and appreciated. Ruled by the sun, this placement adds warmth and expressiveness to the emotional body. The performer emerges as someone who unconsciously processes emotion through expression, whether through storytelling, drama, or visible gestures of care. Emotional validation becomes essential, and when unmet, wounds of rejection cut deep. The inner child archetype also manifests here, playful, loving, but vulnerable to ego bruises. These individuals need emotional recognition to feel secure. They light up spaces with joy and generosity, but may struggle with attention-seeking or feeling overlooked when their emotional efforts aren't acknowledged. Moon in Virgo, the analyst or the server. Here, the moon becomes careful, observant, and exacting. Under Mercury's earthy logic, the emotional landscape turns inward and analytical. The analyst archetype appears when feelings are processed through categorization, where the emotional world is dissected rather than felt. The server emerges when care is offered through practical help, organizing chaos, solving problems, healing through routine. This moon finds comfort in control, precision, and usefulness. It often hides vulnerability beneath a facade of competence. Their emotional intelligence shines in caregiving roles, but can suffer from self-criticism and a tendency to suppress emotion in favor of functionality. Moon in Libra, the harmonizer or the reflector. Emotion here seeks equilibrium. Under Venus's graceful influence, the moon in Libra needs emotional connection that feels aesthetically pleasing, fair, and socially smooth. The harmonizer shows up as someone emotionally invested in maintaining balance, often playing mediator in relationships. The reflector arises when emotions are shaped by what others feel, leading to indecision or a lack of inner clarity. They absorb emotional atmospheres and try to equalize them, often putting others' needs first. While elegant in navigating emotional dynamics, they may struggle with emotional authenticity if conflict is avoided too long. Moon in Scorpio, the alchemist or the protector. This is the moon's debilitation, but also its deepest crucible. Under Mars and Ketu's rulership, emotions run subterranean, intense, guarded, and transformative. The alchemist archetype manifests when emotional wounds are transmuted into profound inner power. The protector appears when emotional loyalty becomes fierce, even obsessive, often guarding the vulnerable with secret intensity. These individuals may mistrust emotional safety and prefer control over vulnerability. Their emotional depth allows them to be healers, therapists, or confidants, but they must learn not to armor their heart so heavily that they can't receive care in return. Psychological archetype of the moon in Zodiac, part 3. Moon in Sagittarius, the seeker or the story weaver. The moon in Sagittarius finds emotional grounding in belief, philosophy, and possibility. Ruled by Jupiter, this moon is idealistic, optimistic, and emotionally driven by meaning. The seeker archetype arises as someone who constantly looks beyond the current emotional experience, searching for higher truth, wisdom, or a new horizon to soothe their soul. The story weaver shows up in those who emotionally process through metaphor, teaching, or travel, turning personal emotion into lessons or philosophies for others. These individuals uplift with perspective, but can bypass pain by reframing too quickly. They thrive when allowed to learn, teach, and journey through emotional expansion. Moon in Capricorn, the steward or the strategist. Here, the moon becomes cool, controlled, and responsible. Governed by Saturn, emotional expression is internalized, measured, and often subdued. The steward archetype reveals itself in those who carry emotional responsibility for others, holding space quietly and often sacrificing personal needs for long-term stability. The strategist uses emotions as data, calmly assessing risk, timing, and structure before reacting. They are often seen as emotionally mature, but may secretly feel emotionally barren or unseen. Safety comes through order, consistency, and measurable progress. They support others through constancy, but need permission to feel without justification or performance. Moon in Aquarius, the observer or the messenger. The moon in Aquarius cools down the emotional body and filters it through intellect and objectivity. Ruled by Saturn and Rahu, this moon feels at a distance, curious, socially aware, but not always personally expressive. The observer archetype arises in those who notice patterns in group emotions, functioning more as emotional sociologists than intimate connectors. The messenger appears in individuals who channel emotional insights into ideas that benefit the collective, advocates, reformers, writers. They may find one-on-one closeness difficult, preferring causes or ideas to people. Their gift lies in clarity, but their challenge is allowing themselves to feel, not just observe. Moon in Pisces, the dreamer or the vessel. Here, the moon dissolves into feeling. Governed by Jupiter and colored by water, this moon absorbs everything: pain, beauty, longing, love. The dreamer archetype shows up as someone who lives through emotional imagery, fantasy, and spiritual currents. They may feel the world's emotions as their own. The vessel appears when this moon becomes a channel, holding space for healing, prayer, music, or care, often without needing words. These individuals are poetic, intuitive, and vulnerable to overwhelm or escapism. They need emotional containment and creative expression to stay centered, as their empathy can either drown them or transform others through quiet magic.
Psychological Archetype of the Moon by House, Part 1. How the moon's placement by house reveals core emotional needs, attachment patterns, subconscious rhythms, and modes of nurturing, regardless of zodiac sign. Moon in the first house, the emotional mirror or the embodied empath. With the moon in the first house, emotion is part of identity. It shows on the face, lives in the body, and colors how others perceive the person. The emotional mirror archetype reflects the moods and energies of the environment. Highly impressionable, but also capable of making others feel seen and felt. The embodied empath leads with emotional presence, instinctively navigating life through gut feeling and personal resonance. This moon thrives in people-focused roles, but needs grounding to avoid emotional overwhelm or identity confusion. Its challenge is hypersensitivity, feeling too much, too fast, and struggling to separate self from others. Moon in the second house, the emotional provider or the security seeker. Here the moon wraps emotion around stability, resources, and value systems. The emotional provider archetype gives care through practical means, food, comfort, routines, and loyalty. The security seeker forms emotional bonds through what is reliable and familiar, needing to feel materially and emotionally safe to fully open up. This moon nurtures through touch, savings, and tradition, and excels in hospitality, finance, or family stewardship. Its challenge is over-attachment, fearing loss or change, and tying self-worth too tightly to possessions, habits, or external validation. Moon in the third house, the storyteller or the emotional communicator. In the third house, the moon expresses itself through words, learning, and social flow. The storyteller archetype translates emotions into language, journals, poems, conversations, or humor. The emotional communicator forms bonds through sharing thoughts and experiences, often becoming the emotional hub in local circles or sibling dynamics. This moon thrives in writing, teaching, media, or any space where dialogue creates connection. Its challenge is emotional restlessness, jumping from thought to thought, or intellectualizing feeling instead of truly processing it. Moon in the fourth house, the rooted nurturer or the ancestral empath. This is the moon's natural home, where it settles deep into emotional memory, family bonds, and personal sanctuary. The rooted nurturer archetype finds identity in caring for others and maintaining sacred emotional spaces, whether through home, family, or tradition. The ancestral empath feels karmic ties to lineage, carrying emotional patterns, loyalties, or stories inherited across generations. This moon finds strength in introspection, heritage, and inner stillness. Its challenge is emotional entanglement, over-identifying with the past, withdrawing into emotional comfort zones, or resisting necessary change to preserve safety. Psychological archetype of the moon by house part 2. Moon in the fifth house, the expressive nurturer or the creative child. With the moon in the fifth house, emotion seeks an audience. It wants to be seen, felt, and shared through creation. The expressive nurturer archetype bonds through storytelling, performance, play, or romantic presence, offering emotional care by awakening joy in others. The creative child emerges in those whose moods fuel imagination, where feelings are turned into art, teaching, or spontaneous affection. This moon thrives in childcare, education, theater, or creative leadership. Its challenge is emotional drama, riding highs and lows based on external response, or becoming dependent on attention to feel emotionally alive. Moon in the sixth house, the devoted helper or the emotional regulator. In the sixth house, the moon adapts to duty, health, and routine. The devoted helper archetype finds comfort in being useful, nurturing through acts of service, practical support, and emotional constancy in daily life. The emotional regulator emerges when the person learns to cope with emotional complexity by structuring life, using schedules, habits, or health practices to maintain equilibrium. This moon excels in healing professions, wellness, caregiving, or logistics. Its challenge is self-neglect or emotional overfunctioning, caring for others while suppressing personal needs or equating worth with how much one can serve. Moon in the seventh house, the reflective companion or the empathic partner. The moon in the seventh house binds emotional well-being to close relationships. The reflective companion archetype finds identity in emotional exchange, mirroring partners and often absorbing their moods, needs, or values. The empathic partner offers deep emotional attunement in one-on-one dynamics, often becoming a source of comfort, support, and intuitive connection. This moon thrives in counseling, negotiation, client-based work, or intimate partnerships. Its challenge is emotional dependency or loss of self, becoming too invested in others' feelings, or needing harmony so much that true needs are left unspoken. Moon in the eighth house, the emotional alchemist or the psychic gatekeeper. This moon swims in deep waters, attuned to trauma, loss, power dynamics, and shared emotional intensity. The emotional alchemist archetype processes hidden pain and converts it into healing, resilience, and transformation for self and others. The psychic gatekeeper holds space for the unspoken, sensing what lies beneath the surface, and often becoming a confidant, therapist, or soul witness. This moon thrives in psychology, crisis response, energetic healing, or taboo-breaking roles. Its challenge is emotional secrecy or overwhelm, feeling too much, too deeply, or fearing emotional exposure that could leave them vulnerable or disempowered. Psychological archetype of the moon by house, part 3. Moon in the ninth house, the emotional seeker or the pilgrim teacher. The moon in the ninth house searches for meaning, belonging, and emotional expansion through learning, travel, or philosophy. The emotional seeker archetype finds comfort in exploring beliefs, cultures, and wisdom traditions, nurturing themselves through worldview exploration. The pilgrim teacher emerges when this person shares emotional insights as part of a larger truth, using lived experience to guide others on their own journeys. This moon thrives in education, publishing, cross-cultural work, or spiritual travel. Its challenge is restlessness or dogmatism, emotionally chasing distant ideals or attaching too tightly to inherited belief systems. Moon in the 10th house, the responsible caregiver or the public protector. In the 10th house, the moon takes on the weight of public duty and reputation. The responsible caregiver archetype feels emotionally responsible for the well-being of their family, team, or collective, often taking on leadership with a nurturing tone. The public protector emerges in those who unconsciously parent the world, offering emotional safety or moral steadiness through their professional presence. This moon thrives in caregiving leadership, public service, or roles where empathy and structure meet. Its challenge is emotional suppression, feeling obligated to be strong for others while hiding their own vulnerability behind professionalism or performance. Moon in the 11th house, the collective nurturer or the social harmonizer. Here, the moon channels emotion through networks, ideals, and social belonging. The collective nurturer archetype expresses care through community, friendship, and shared visions, becoming the emotional thread that holds groups together. The social harmonizer emerges when emotional well-being depends on social feedback or the alignment of personal feeling with group values. This moon thrives in humanitarian work, social organizing, media, or collective healing roles. Its challenge is emotional diffusion, over-identifying with causes or social roles, while avoiding deeper one-on-one emotional processing or personal needs. Moon in the 12th house, the mystic receiver or the compassionate recluse. In the 12th house, the moon dissolves into the unseen, absorbing collective emotion, dreams, and subtle realms. The mystic receiver archetype taps into the unconscious, often gifted with intuitive, creative, or healing sensitivities that emerge through solitude. The compassionate recluse finds peace in retreat, offering silent emotional support to the world while processing their own feelings in private. This moon thrives in spiritual work, dream analysis, artistic therapy, or institutional caregiving. Its challenge is emotional isolation, hidden grief, or escapism, feeling everything but struggling to express it clearly, often withdrawing to protect their porous emotional boundaries.